Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Dr. Edward M. Marshall, professor of management at Duke University, and also is the author of Leadership's Fourth Evolution, Collaboration for the 21st Century. And Dr. Marshall, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Hi, Eric. It's a pleasure to be with you.
And equally our pleasure as well, and really appreciate your time and coming out to be with us here today. So a lot of business owners are debating whether to reopen, whether to stay open, and what their responsibilities are to their workers. What are your thoughts on this topic as we kick things off here today?
Well, Eric, having been an entrepreneur myself for over 35 years, I was anticipating that question and was thinking, if I were back in my business right now, how would I be addressing this issue? And I think the most important thing I'd say is, as an entrepreneur, I want to be very careful about my workforce, because that's how we get work done. We get work done through people. And I think that sometimes gets lost in this debate about whether to reopen or not. And it's a careful balancing act that we all have as entrepreneurs and as business leaders, between keeping our people safe and keeping our business alive. And unfortunately, if we had better national leadership, we wouldn't have that problem, but we are where we are. And so, everyone's kind of on their own to try to figure this thing out. So let me try to provide some guidance and direction, from my perspective, both as an entrepreneur and as someone who's been involved in leadership development for quite some time. So I think the first point here is that we get work done through people. And for our people to work effectively, they've got to feel safe, both physically and psychologically. And let me give you an example. I've got a client in California, small operation, probably less than 100 people. And when March happened, the CEO said, "Look, you guys go home. I'm going to invest heavily in the technology and communications methods that we need in order to be able to be successful." And I've worked with this company ever since March, actually prior to March as well. And I can tell you that their workers are exceptionally happy. They feel safe. Their leader has credibility. The work I've done with them has gone on without skipping a beat. Now take the flip side of that. Let's imagine that you're a business leader and you're going into your workplace and you've got your mask on and you're socially distanced in your office and so forth, and you decide to call your product team together, and you get into the conference room and a couple of the people are gone. They're not there. One is in the hospital, intubated, and the other is at home quarantining because they were involved in social gatherings without wearing masks. And so here they are. So if we were to kind of frame what do you do in that situation? So here are four things I would like to suggest. It's health and safety first. We've got to take care of, make sure that our folks feel safe. And to do that, we need to trust the science, not the politics, because the virus doesn't care about your political persuasion. It just looks for hosts. And we're, the acceleration, we're careening out of control. We have the worst infection rate in the world and death rate. And it's you've read the news in the last few weeks. It's horrible what we're dealing with. So I think we need to trust the science and the public health experts and listen to them and do what they're telling us to do, which is testing, tracing, and quarantining, in addition to masks and social distancing. We need to listen to our workforce. People are scared. They're anxious. They're fearful about their kids, about their grandparents, their parents. A credible leader, a collaborative leader, listens to their people. And then I think once people feel heard, that there's empathy and emotional intelligence being applied and awareness, then we engage the workforce in some collaborative problem solving. You know, what I've learned in working in my business for so many years is that when people are engaged, invited into the conversation, and they feel that they're, you know, they have trust and confidence in their leadership, it's amazing the amount of innovation and creativity that will come forth. So I think health and safety, trust the science, listening, and engage the workforce in problem solving.
Really appreciate that input, and that is a great place to kick things off here today, and a lot of good strong points made as well. Now, from your work, what is the most important success factor for entrepreneurial or small business ventures?
You know, to paraphrase somebody, you know, it's about the culture, stupid. you know, it's all about the culture. Culture eats strategy, finance, operations, and technical efficiency for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You get the culture right, you'll get the business. You'll get the business right. And so, again, as an entrepreneur or a medium-sized or even a large business, you know, I argue that the executive is the chief cultural officer, and it's their responsibility to make sure that the value set is clear, that there's alignment around the vision, that, you know, you're able to then get the best people in terms of humility and awareness and building a trust-based environment where people can be their best selves and do their best work. So it's all about the culture.
Another question for you. Also, in your experience working with small enterprises or startups, what are their greatest leadership challenges? I'd like to hear your feedback on that.
Well, I think there are, you know, for a small enterprise, for a startup, you know, the most important thing that can get in the way is ego. You know, we've got to have a strong ego to be able to be an entrepreneur. I know I did. But if it's all about you and not about, you know, the product or your people or your customers, you know, then that's a challenge. I think secondly, it is that point that the failure to recognize that it's about the culture. I've worked with a lot of small enterprises, and what I found is that entrepreneurs have, it's about getting the VC, you know, and it's about, you know, getting this product off the ground. It's about, you know, getting the customers going, and sometimes they forget. I know I did. And I paid for it, you know, in my business by forgetting about the culture and forgetting about, you know, really how I was going to motivate the folks because they need to be intrinsically motivated, especially these days. You know, I'm at Duke, I teach millennials and Gen Zers. And as you know, there's 75% of the workforce nationally and globally. And they expect that the culture in their organization is going to be collaborative. And if it's not, they're going to leave. So it really is critical that the senior execs get the culture right.
Well, it certainly makes sense, and thanks for your feedback once again today. We're speaking with Dr. Edward M. Marshall, professor of management at Duke University. He's also the author of Leadership's Fourth Evolution, Collaboration for the 21st Century, and he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Dr. Marshall, you've written a book about collaboration and collaborative leadership. Why should entrepreneurs be interested in being collaborative in their ventures as well?
Well, Eric, you know, again, you know, from my own perspective, as a former businessman, you know, it is about speed to market. I've got to be profitable, but in order to do that, I've got to create a very solid foundation for my enterprise. I've got to be able to access what I call the productive energy of the workforce. Now, that's different from productivity. Productive energy is, you know, when my people are waking up on Monday morning, what are they saying about, you know, coming to work? Are they excited about it, especially in the COVID world? Hopefully they're working remotely. But if they've got to be in the workplace, you know, that workplace is safe and that they're not worried about that. They're actually worried about, you know, getting the product out the door, providing the service to the customer, ensuring that there's high quality and so forth. So those are the things I'm concerned about. The way collaboration addresses that is that we create trust-based work environments. You know, we get our work done in teams. And so the way in which you're going to get high speed in a team is if they're all playing by the same rules. And what I've learned, because I've done this 300 or 400 times, I created a process called the collaborative team governance process. There's a whole chapter on it in the book, step by step. How do you actually create a collaborative team? And it's really all about everybody playing by the same rules. You know, as a basketball fan, I happen to be a Tar Heel fan, even though I work at Duke. You know, if the coach it gets all these, you know, young, hot, you know, McDonald's All-Americans coming into the team, and they want to play by their rules. And what the coach has to do is to get everybody playing by the same rules and agreeing to play by those rules and holding each other accountable. So trust is absolutely essential to be able to get the productive energy, to be able to produce the profitability that they need.
Dr. Marshall, really appreciate your perspective and insight and information shared with us today. Pre your experience and expertise, can't thank you enough. Now, as a former entrepreneur and profitable small business owner for 35 years, that certainly says a lot right there. What is your most important advice for entrepreneurs tuning in today?
Eric, I think it's about ownership. You know, I've talked here today about, you know, that we get work done through people, and that they've got to feel psychologically safe. I've talked about getting the culture right. Well, key to the culture is ownership. The difference between collaboration and all the other paradigms out there, whether it's a people paradigm, a power paradigm, which is still the predominant way in which work gets done, you know, top-down hierarchy, there is a shift going on right now that leaders need to be aware of, and that shift is from power to collaboration. And it's driven by this new generation that they expect there to be, they expect to own their jobs. They expect to have a piece of the action. They expect to be sitting at the decision-making table. And so, you know, to build trust, you've got to create an environment, a culture of ownership. And when you do that, you're going to harness the productive energy of the workforce. And that is what will distinguish, you know, your enterprise from any other enterprise in the market, because it is your people that will make all the difference in the world.
Agree with you 100% and really appreciate those concluding remarks and advice. Much appreciated. Now, if listeners wanted to get more information about you online or to pick up your book, Leadership's Fourth Evolution, where's the best place to connect and get further information in all regards?
They can get it at Amazon. They can get it at Barnes & Noble. If they're in Europe, they can get it at Eurospan. And they can also get it from Cognella Academic Publishing.
Plenty of ways to pick up the book as well. And hit that website for us as well where folks can get further details.
It's www.marshallgroup.com. And I've got a great blog in there, and I'll be able to keep up to date with the news as to what's going on. A lot of podcasts and articles. Just had an article recently in Real Leaders and Chief Learning Officer. So there are, you know, there are a number of ways of staying in touch. I've got a Twitter account at Fourth Evolution Leader, they can also reach me on LinkedIn.
That certainly works. Again, Dr. Marshall, all the best, and thanks so much for taking a moment to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Eric, I really appreciate it, and good luck to your listeners.
And thank you. We've been speaking with Dr. Edward M. Marshall, professor of management at Duke University, and is also the author of Leadership's Fourth Evolution, Collaboration for the 21st Century. And for further details, visit marshallgroup.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.